it's been incredibly exciting. I remember sitting watching the TV 7 years ago when it was announced that London had won the bid, and it's just from that moment on, it's been a goal of mine to be able to go and compete at an Olympic Games in your home country. And it's been very exciting for the last 7 years. Now it's getting down to the business end of things.
You hear stories about wall charts and pictures upon doors that inspire you. Do you go for that, or are you a bit too experienced for those kind of things?
I wouldn't say experienced, but no, that's not my style. It's been in the back of my mind for the last 7 years. For the last couple of years, it's been in the front of my mind. So it's, you know, I don't need any reminders on the back of my door. I know what a big deal London Olympics is going to be. I know what the big deal at Olympics is, never mind in your own backyard. So it's very, very exciting.
You've already got the Olympic experience. Aside from the obvious, it's your home country. How different do you expect London to be?
Every Olympics is different. I was fortunate enough to go to Athens, the birthplace of the Olympic Games, in 2004. And then also I was fortunate to go to Beijing in 2008. And they were completely, it was a complete contrast. You know, it was more of the old in Athens, and it was all about the new in Beijing. So this Games is going to be another completely different experience. You know, just having 17,000 people home support at a swimming event is going to be unique in itself. So it's one that I can't actually sit here and say what it's going to be like, but all I do know, it's going to be fantastic. And I think the rest of Britain are fully behind it, and that can only help us as a team.
You've been to Olympics, you've been to World Championships, you've won gold medals. Where would competing at the London Games rank in all that?
It would top everything. It really would. You know, sitting here now, I'd quite happily give the last two Olympics up just to be able to compete at a home Olympics. But having said that, I'd love to, you know, be able to say I've been to three Olympic Games. When I was growing up and I was swimming in Belper, you know, I never ever dreamt of being able to compete in one. So having the opportunity to compete in the third one, and it being in London, is just, you know, it's beyond my wildest dreams. It's more than a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's one that I really want to take with both hands.
Do you still get nervous?
Definitely, yeah, all the time. To be fair, I always get nervous whether it's a small gala or a big major championships, and possibly at the big major championships I'm more relaxed, because there really is nothing to lose. You're there and you're racing the best people in the world. You're lining up against somebody like Michael Phelps that you're not expected to beat, and it's just, you've just got to give it your best and see what happens. But yeah, nerves are part and parcel of what we do, and you know, I'm certainly not one that it affects. I think actually nerves actually help me, that it means I'm actually ready for the race and I'm fully prepared.